Well done, Bear. Flash that four.
All right, Basinonians, wherever you may be right now, you know what it is. It's our number four, the Quad Squad Hour on the Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning. On a Cowbell Friday, oh, not just any Cowbell Friday, the Friday before Thanksgiving. Yeah, Masonians, I know most of you out there, you're looking at 6 days off over the next 9 days, are you not? I can't say that, ladies and gentlemen. I will be working indeed, pressing on, but still, that's not bad for most of you. Punch it! Everybody's working for the weekend. Not bad, of course, right? Go ahead and take a picture of yourself, a selfie, ladies and gentlemen. Send it to us, and we'll give you an automatic retweet as long as you're not driving. The Quad Squad, captain of the Quad Squad, did Jonathan report yet?
Yes, he did.
He did. You want a piece of my heart? Just don't take it while you're driving, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, safety first, always.
Jonathan and Brad so far have checked in. Hashtag Quad Squad selfie flashing the four this morning. We have, it's unbelievable how many things that we have going on just today. So to catch you up on everything that's going on this week, we'll be working for the weekend again at 9:30 because there's so many topics. in the 6 o'clock hour this morning, if you just tuned in, we were able to get pretty heavy into the Coyotes.
Yeah.
And the unbelievable stat that I think a lot of you know, that it's a 2-to-1 ratio right now, 10-to-5. The opportunity that the Coyotes will score on your power play versus you scoring on your power play.
No doubt.
It's 10-to-5, and they won again last night against Nashville. They take on Boston coming up tomorrow night. That game will be on News Talk 92.3 KTAR. Suns, after you feel a little better, can they do it again? After the way they played against San Antonio, they take on Oklahoma City. They're at home tomorrow night. That game's at 7 o'clock here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And then ASU. Game 1 of 3 to try to go to a Rose Bowl. And they need to knock off Oregon. That is at 8:30 kickoff, and that'll be on ESPN 620 AM. And the major story is two tweets from Bob Nightingale that we'll go over a little bit later. The possibility of Greinke and Goldie going, and the possibility of the Diamondbacks going from downtown to Scottsdale. And so I never thought the name Byron Leftwich would be kind of a dominating name today. And yet two people have come on the show with high marks for Byron Leftwich. The first was, of course, his employer, in which Steve Keim talked about what he is seeing from Byron Leftwich so far.
Well, I mean, I think it's the creativity, the trying to establish balance. The one thing that Byron really does well, I think, is when you see him run certain plays, there's a rhyme and a reason for everything. It may not be for that particular play in terms of big playability, but it's something that he may be setting up for a few plays later. So really excited about where this offense is going with Byron. And again, I think he's done a really nice job.
Now,
what I think he's really done a great job of, sorry, Douglas,
it's okay.
Cut you off, but I think Byron Leftwich has done a great job of just saying, listen, what does David Johnson do well? You know, we were exactly right. Mike McCoy came in and it was like, okay, what is this offense going to do well? What does our quarterback do well, right? What does our offensive line do well? I think he was thinking of all these things. And I think Byron Leftwich came in and said, first and foremost, not Josh Rosen, not the offensive line, not this wide receiver room. What does David Johnson do well?
Because I think you get all the other three rooms better if you get David Johnson right.
Exactly.
And then, now granted, you don't expect Steve Keim to come on and say, no, I think Byron's doing a terrible job. We're just going to have to suffer through it. You know, of course he's going to say good things. Well, how about Bucky Brooks, who came on from NFL.com to tell us what he sees from Byron Leftwich and what he thinks about his future? And it wasn't just that. You talk about coming from a frame of reference where maybe you don't want to speak positively about Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, you know, and this is tough for me because Mike McCoy is a dear friend of mine. We were teammates in Green Bay, and we also worked together in Carolina. But I will say Byron Leftwich has done a great job of basically taking what Bruce Arians was doing with David Johnson and reintroducing it into the offense. We've seen in the last couple of weeks, David Johnson has gotten more carries, more touches. David Johnson was a major factor in that game against Kansas City because he was a guy that they kind of built the offensive game plan around.
the power without the pull. That's what I continue to think of right here, right? Just the fact that David Johnson is getting in the queue behind Josh Rosen, and they're packing him in for the most part and allowing these offensive linemen to come off the ball and eat and do what I said I thought was their strength, and that was run blocking going forward. It's the reason why when they got one-dimensional in the fourth quarter against the Kansas City Chiefs, they were in trouble, right? They were in trouble because all of these guys – and even the backups are better run blockers, in my opinion, than they are pass protectors. That's the reason why it's so imperative you continue to keep Josh Rosen in a three-dimensional offense. And the best way to do that is run David Johnson in between the tackles. The power without the pull. Metaphorically, think about it. Think of a huge dump truck with a plow on the front of it. Lower the plow and go straight forward. That's what the power without the pull is.
That's what you saw against Kansas City. Now, what are you looking for against Oakland?
What will Wolf watch?
That's a good question, Basinonians. What will I watch? I'm sorry, but it's all about the line of scrimmage. I just went off on it in regard to David Johnson and how the Arizona Cardinals need to continue to run the ball in a north-south way. This is so important for Josh Rosen and for Josh Rosen's development. I don't want to see Josh Rosen in a one-dimensional offense where you're going to go ahead and just spread the field and now all of a sudden it's 2 minutes. I don't want to see Josh Rosen in that situation on a regular basis, especially against the Oakland Raiders, because that will mean they're in trouble. That will mean that they don't have a lead. That will mean that they are trying to do something in the fourth quarter because they're behind by two scores or more. That better not be the case, right? I expect the Arizona Cardinals to play well against the Oakland Raiders and to win this game. I expect them to line up and be able to run the ball against the Oakland Raiders the way most teams have been able to do that, right? And then defensively, I expect the Arizona Cardinals to shut down Derek Carr in this Oakland Raiders offense that really has been struggling. Especially out of three wide, 11 personnel. They've got Brandon LaFell. They've got Jordy Nelson, right? They have guys that have done some, Martavis Bryant. They've got some skill, but they just haven't produced in the least. I want to see a dominant performance by the Arizona Cardinals, in particular going into that fourth quarter. They should win this game and play well. Two things I want to see.
I actually put more on the first quarter. Don't give a bad team the thought that you're in this game. Smash them in the face early.
Win this game.
Yeah.
And play well.
Yeah. Coming up next, the Arizona Diamondbacks, according to one baseball insider, could be leaving downtown and doing it without Paul Goldschmidt or Zach Greinke. Wow. You got to hear the future of the D-backs next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
The background for the poll question today is the fact that Bob Nightingale, baseball insider for USA Today, has a tweet that said the Diamondbacks are heavily investigating the Braves' move from downtown Atlanta to the northern suburbs in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And he said that the Diamondbacks are actively searching for a trade partner with Zach Greinke. That's almost going to happen. And there's heavy Goldie conversation, too.
And he said it's 50-50 on Paul Goldschmidt being traded or staying. What?
So that's kind of the background for the poll question, Maloney. Where does it stand? What is the question and where do we stand?
So the question was, would you be more upset if the D-backs trade Paul Goldschmidt or move to Scottsdale? And I'm actually surprised by the answers. 74% say they would be more upset if they traded Paul Goldschmidt. 26% say they would be more upset if they moved to Scottsdale. To me, I thought it was going to be like 90-10.
Oh, so even getting 75-26 is impressive. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
See, I thought, yeah, that sounds about right there. Three out 75, of four people, for the most part, think, you know what, yeah, I'd be more upset if you traded Goldie. You know, I thought that's about where it would be. It's interesting to hear Maloney say she thought it'd be like 90%.
Yeah, more upset if they trade Goldie. You can answer that question. Follow the Doug and Wolf Show at Doug and Wolf 98.7. So here is the subject matter that Bob Dightingale is referring to. You're going to hear him talk about St. Louis and the new ballpark in St. Louis. They really took over, almost, the Cardinals fans are going to hate this phrase, but they almost created a Wrigleyville behind it. Okay, and they've really made it.
That's gonna hurt right there.
But they've created all of these nice restaurants and rooftop views and things like that that they created. But that's on a small scale. Atlanta, the hotel is right next to everything, so you can easily stay right where the road team is staying. Have a luxury hotel, and it's a simple walk to the ballpark.
Well.
Apartments, shops, and this kind of new urban area and urban development is kind of that. And the Braves are the ones that own it, so that's a huge deal, a huge revenue generator for them. So with those two as the background, we ask Bob Nightingale: is this like an insignificant little, of course, we're investigating with the Braves. We should always do something like this. And it's really a small deal. Is it maybe step one in 30 steps it would take to move to Scottsdale? And he kind of went with...
Yeah, I think it's a big step because teams are looking at what's happening here. It started in St. Louis. They have a thing called Ballpark Village where shops and entertainment district around it. That's about a little over 100,000 square feet. You know, this is a over a million square feet in Atlanta, and it's a gold mine. You have shops, restaurants, bars right outside the ballpark. And so if you're the Diamondbacks and whoever partner you want to be with, you do that. You don't have to get public funding, really, because that's going to provide all the funding for you. Ooh. And that's the beauty of it.
Wow, that is the beauty of it right there. You know what? Ask yourself this, Basinonians. And again, I love having an economic hub. I really do.
I believe
in having a downtown hub economically, ladies and gentlemen, right? But having said that, do people like to live in Scottsdale? Yes, they do. Now, all of a sudden, you go ahead and you build yourself a little something right there, and the Diamondbacks develop this land around it because it's the game of baseball and because of the culture of baseball as well. You attract a different individual to baseball games, for the most part, than you do, I think, any other sport. And because of that, I think it actually would work, especially if you're talking about saying, hey, listen, we're not going to have any tax dollars contributed whatsoever to this stadium. That means you got to make money.
I would go even further. If not that any tribal councils really want me on them, but if I'm on a tribal council, I would say I'll build it for you for free. And then I am going to own every ounce of land around it and develop a new urban type of city. And there's where I'm going to make money. Now, granted, that was the exact philosophy of Westgate. And we know that that did not go very well.
Yes.
But I think it would do better than in Scottsdale.
But once again, that's why I say baseball's got a different culture to it, to me, for the most part, right? And it attracts a different kind of person. And also, it's Scottsdale. It's Scottsdale.
But I can also tell you, as a West Side guy, that the one draw, like all of us West Siders, we kind of understand everyone's going to crap on us. We've accepted a long time ago, we've got a long way to drive. We chose to live out there, so we don't complain about the drive. But there's one sure way to alienate us, and that is Scottsdale. There's one drive that's impossible for us to get to, and that is Scottsdale. It takes an hour and a half to get to Scottsdale. We're out. I mean, I hate to say it, we're out on the west side from getting there. I graded everybody on the east side, like, well, why should we care? As the size of Mesa, the size of Scottsdale, the size of Gilbert Chandler, I know you don't care.
Yeah.
But it's just not easy for us to get out there at all.
No.
We'll get into more on what Bob Nightingale said about Greinke and Goldie coming up in Working for the Weekend. But you can hear the whole conversation if you go to arizonasports.com and download the Doug and Wolf podcast. It's a really easy way to be able to find out everything that we've talked about and narrow your search or just listen to a whole hour. Garth Brooks, the number one selling solo artist in U.S. history, makes his electrifying return to Arizona at State Farm Stadium on March 23rd. Tickets go on sale for the Garth Brooks Stadium Tour at 10 a.m., but you can win a pair right now by visiting the rewards page at arizonasports.com.
The Friday Night Spotlight, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Right now, Kevin McCabe is called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line to tell us what's hot in the football playoffs.
Well, it's cold. It's Final Four, and I'm probably – good morning, guys. Doug and Wolf. And I'm probably going to make Wolf break out in tears in this one, because we get to go out in the Final Four tonight in the cold, frozen tundra of Arizona.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I can't imagine some Orchard Park games back when you were playing Wolf.
Let it snow.
Oh, we've got to the Final Four tonight, guys, and in the 4A, Saguaro, everybody was pretty much giving them the championship trophy to start the year. They've won five straight division championships there in the 4A, and now they're looking for their sixth. They'll meet Desert Edge from Doug from the West.
Buzzside, good year!
And they probably don't like Scottsdale either. So Desert Edge has a freshman quarterback, Adrian Lara, and I haven't seen him play this year, but here they are in the Final Four. I want to check this young cat out. A freshman quarterback leading into the Final Four. I'll watch that game. And then I'm also going to swing up at halftime up to North Canyon. Again, they're all playing on neutral sites. Pinnacle and Perry in the 6A semifinal game. These two teams met to start the season. Pinnacle boat raced them with Spencer Rattler. Well, Spencer Rattler, the star quarterback, has been suspended for the rest of the season. So the junior quarterback, J.D. Johnson's in there. They haven't missed a beat. Here they are on the Final Four against Perry and Chubba Purdy. I'll watch both of those games tonight. And one other game note I want to make mention of people who are heading out, if they really care. Chandler High School in the 6A, the two-time defending state champions, their game against Highland has been moved to Basha High School for field conditions. So there'll be a Basha High tonight if you're looking for that game. Again, it's all Final Four tonight. Tomorrow we'll wrap it all up for you from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live in studio. And we'll take you down to Superior, Arizona. It's down in the Copper Mines. Take you on a tour. They won the 1A state championship last week. We'll talk to their head coach, Ryan Palmer. But it's worth it just for a history and a geography lesson to find out where Superior, Arizona is. And again, West Side, that's how you have to say it, Doug. Yeah. Jokes, none of this, I live on the west side. You got to bring it.
Kevin, does Superior have a Chick-fil-A?
No, but they should. There should be one on every corner.
Amen, brother.
Hey, have a great weekend, boys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
There's Kevin McCabe joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. You can go to CoulterNissan.com, CoulterTempe.com, or CoulterOnCamelback.com for your next new or pre-owned car. The amount of stories just today are enough that you need a rundown of what went on. How about your week? It's been one of the busiest weeks in Arizona sports. We'll tell you about it next and help you work for the weekend on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Flash the four anyways once again, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we already flashed it. Who cares? We got people that flash the four when they don't flash the one, two, or three.
I got to tell you, today we have had about a deluge of people flashing the four, hashtag Quad Squad.
Really?
Get the guaranteed retweet from the Doug and Wolf Show, and while you're at it, follow somebody that's new to you, that's in the group of the Doug and Wolf Show. We also are playing working for the weekend because we want to tell you what was accomplished all of this week. A connection from Monday to today that you need to know about. On Monday, AJ Pollock and Patrick Corbin declined their Diamondbacks qualifying offers. Did that kind of kickstart the week of heavy Greinke rumors that were really highlighted this morning? We'll get to that a little bit later when we get to Friday. Good news on Monday.
Mello in the low post. Turns. Passes to Cherry. Open for three. Bullseye!
As ASU beat Long Beach State 90-58 in a game Bobby Hurley said was the best defensive performance he's ever coached.
Lou Gehrig's Dort. Are you kidding me?
Bad news, though. ASU game canceled due to the fire, so they're not playing at San Francisco tonight. Also Monday night, Kyle Shanahan not happy.
The assessment of the season so far is I'd be much happier with a better record. I know a lot of things have happened. I expected to win this game. We expected to win this game. Right now I'm disappointed we didn't, and we'll figure out how to get our guys better. Hopefully getting some rest will help the guys.
Nah. Not about rest.
Yeah, you know what? Rest. We'll rest when we're dead.
Where did that
metaphorically come from? Speaking, I don't know. That's what my uncle always used to say.
Suns are playing Oklahoma City tomorrow night. Tip off is at 7:00. It's downtown on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Will they look a little bit better than they did Monday against the Thunder?
The way we opened the game, no presence, no life whatsoever. We were behind 20 points in the first quarter, so it's hard. It's put us in a situation that we have to compete and play the whole game. Every possession is going to be perfect.
just amazing that we saw that kind of performance right there. But guess what? The rest of the week, we wouldn't see that out of the Suns.
Tuesday, Cardinals made signings that they really feel good about. No, Tuesday was the day that Justin Pugh was put on injured reserve. It's the Coyotes that made a nice signing. 6-year extension for Chychrun.
He's somebody you want to be part of the cornerstone here. He's one of those guys. I'm happy for him. Chick's a great person and a great kid, and he's going to be a good hockey player for us.
Yeah, but that was the good news about Tuesday. Here's the bad news.
Hunter Miska is the new goaltender, placing Kemper. Here's a shot by Green from the line, and he scores.
When a team gets their goalie announced by the radio play-by-play guy as the goal is being scored,
yes,
not good in a 6-1 beatdown.
The Coyotes right now, 9-8-1. Yes, they're volatile. Yeah, they're inconsistent, but they're dangerous.
How about the news from Wednesday in which a shouting match happens on the bench Tuesday night for Golden State? So Stephen A. Smith says why Draymond Green went at it with Kevin Durant.
And I'm telling you, Draymond Green said to Kevin Durant, essentially, you got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I'm not quoting there. I'm paraphrasing. You're not down with this team the way, the way the rest of us are. And basically questioned Kevin Durant's commitment to this franchise.
At first glance, you say to yourself, and they suspended Draymond Green?
Yeah.
they went ahead and suspended him for that, for actually calling out Kevin Durant, the fact that he's got 1 foot out the door? But then it makes sense when you stop and think about it. If they're trying to recruit KD and bring him back, yeah, you're suspended, Draymond.
That wasn't my takeaway. My takeaway is still how much Stephen A. Smith looks like Dave Pasch. Then there is Le'Veon Bell. And Ben Roethlisberger saying, well, I tried.
The thing about it is he's not here. He's not going to be here, so we don't talk about it. I texted him yesterday before the deadline, asking him, text him, tell him, hope he was going to show up. And if he decided not to, I wish him nothing but the best. He was a great teammate, a great football player. To each their own on what they want to walk away from. If you need $14, we can probably find some for you for everybody here, though.
You know what? If I was in that locker room, I would tell every player in that locker room, if I were a team captain, I'd say, we do not talk about Lev Bell. We don't mention his name from this point forward. It is a dead topic. No distractions. No days off. Forget about that. No distractions.
You remember the gloom after the way the Suns played against Oklahoma City. Boy, was a 20-point win over San Antonio nice.
Here's the lob in underneath. Those are tough plays. Ayton follows. Wham, bam, slam.
Wow.
Oh, DeAndre Ayton with authority. He jams it through and is fouled on the play. Oh, brother.
Yeah, oh, brother. And we saw it. We saw the furrowed brow from DeAndre Ayton and the double crab. Ah! Made an appearance.
Jeff Mathis is going to make an appearance in Texas. He signs a 2-year deal, or he doesn't sign it, agrees to a 2-year deal with the Texas Rangers. So Diamondbacks lose the personal catcher to Zach Greinke. Seahawks make a massive comeback against Green Bay last night. And still had to hit the post. Another shorty!
To the blue line, Roman Josi, left circle, one-timer. Ellis tipped in front. In fact, that hit the skate of the Coyotes defenseman, Connaughton. Racing out with it, Grabner. Grabner over the line, fires. He scores! Shorthanded goal number 10 for the Coyotes.
On the opposing power play, the Arizona Coyotes are outscoring the opponent 10-5 on their power play.
Think about it right now, right? In the last 19 days, the Coyotes have beat Tampa Bay at the end of October, whipped the Stanley Cup champions on the last road trip they were on, and now they beat the best team in the league last night.
They got another Original Six Heritage team coming tomorrow night, Boston. That face-off is going to be at 6 o'clock on News Talk 92.3 KTAR.
Dangerous, aren't they, Nashville?
Then there was this morning, Bob Nightingale, Baseball Insider, USA Today. What do you think the chances are Zach Greinke is going to be pitching in Arizona in 2019?
I'd be stunned if he is.
Oh, well, what do you think about the chances of Goldie moving? He put it at 50-50.
Oh, geez.
I'll move on. Bob Nightingale then on the Diamondbacks moving 50-50. And leaving downtown.
Yeah, I think it's a big step because teams are looking at what's happening here.
I believe that. And then today, our exclusive conversation with the general manager, Steve Keim. is Steve Wilkes, who's on hot lists, hot seats everywhere else. Is he on your hot seat?
Shoot, how many of those am I on? You know, I mean, it's one. Hey, listen, this is a results-based business.
Then we asked him about the 2019 draft. And the 2019 draft's one of the best players, Ed Oliver. And here's the question. If you're evaluating the 2019 draft and a player is cold and he gets an argument with his coach about a coat, would that affect your desire to draft that player at all?
I cannot confirm or deny that I'm flying out of Houston this morning.
Oh! That was a great answer right there, right?
Hey, flying out of Houston.
Flying out of Houston right there. Honestly, wouldn't you know that he was not going to play? You would think that he probably would have been given a heads up that Ed Oliver was not going to play. But having said that, very interesting conversation on a very interesting week, was it not, brothers?
And the last thing you need to know about is a question to Aaron Rodgers last night.
Aaron, any hope left for the season?
Come on, Rod. What kind of question is that?
I don't know. I mean, doesn't
come on, man.
Can't win on the road. What are you going to be able to do?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Aaron was mad.
I don't know. I like
that. Aaron, any hope left for the season?
Turn of fortune, spin the wheel.
I love that one. Join Burns and Gambo starting at 2 o'clock from the Safeway on Hayden and Chaparral in Scottsdale. Francis Ford Coppola Wines will be on site with the guys giving you the chance to win tickets to the Territorial Cup in Tucson with hotel and cash included, plus complimentary engraving your purchase of a bottle. Visit the events page at arizonasports.com. Coming up next, Paul's call engraves something on Ron Wolfley. Next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Paul's Call is presented by Brooklyn Bedding. Order your mattress by three. Get it delivered today free.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No. It's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's Call.
That's right. So take a hint and stifle yourself.
Everybody shut up.
I mean, there's just too much talking around here.
Back to books.
I'm going to put
Everybody's got an agenda.
I have national news.
There you go. That, Bobby Mack wants that. You gas bags just like to hear yourselves drone on. Right. Silence can be golden. Around. The only exception is no one dares to trash talk. Fitz?
I've never had it, really. I don't know. Guys just don't like talking to me like that, I guess.
15 years, no trash talk, but Larry hears it from his own team?
You know, they talk a lot of trash to me in practice. Like, Pat always has something to say.
Oh.
AB's talking stuff to me all the time.
Nobody, though, and I mean nobody, chops it up on and off the field like a certain safety.
You know, Trey Boston, the mouth never shuts up. You know, it's nonstop. I mean, I don't even know how he breathes because he's talking all the time.
Trey Boston. So there you go, a little digger.
And I heard a little bit of it the other day, Paul.
Oh,
that was good.
No, he can tell. I mean, he'll replay. It'll be Trey Boston in the morning. You guys are so out when you're retired. Last we heard the Raiders talking, it was early September.
I heard a skunk got loose in our tunnel.
Yeah. Remember that?
I think that's what screwed us up a little bit.
Coach Gruden, ever since, the smell that's been blowing in.
The autumn wind is a Raider.
Has been the Raiders' rotting roster ever since you traded away Khalil Mack.
Get him out of here.
Then you just cut Bruce Irvin.
Out, 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 out.
Yet there's Coach Gruden lamenting that he needs edge rushers.
It's hard to find a great one. It's hard to find a good one. It's hard to find one.
I mean, even Pat Shurmur says.
I mean, we're going to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know what I mean? You just can't.
Yeah, that's why we make sense of the insanity around here.
Sounded like Rex Ryan, boy.
Simply packing. Masada shocking a sport.
Oh.
Sports takes in the only Cy Young voter who didn't vote for Jacob DeGrom on line two.
There was one baseball writer. And we have him on the line right now, John Maffey.
For all the talking you guys do, thank goodness you guys don't talk so deliberately and methodically like whoever this guy is with the writer on the line.
The San Diego Union-Tribune, John, can you look at yourself in the mirror, John?
Can I? Yeah, absolutely.
No.
He brings the writer on. The only guy out of 30 who didn't vote for DeGrom, and he just takes him to task right off the top.
No, no, no. You're looking for 15 minutes of fame and attention.
Steve, this interview's over. Thank you. Goodbye.
What? Well, there's a guy. Well, with a little... With a...
So, he's just like, I'll see you, man.
Hit a wall.
I'm out of here.
By the way, the last time, getting back to the Raiders real quick.
Boy,
this
that
sort
guy
of
sounds bad for doing that.
The last time the Raiders were here, I do believe it was the last time they were here. They had that game winner with Seabass.
Look at the Raiders at 2-1. Yeah. Here it is. Janikowski for the winner.
Right.
He's got it upright. Plenty of distance.
Oh, he missed it.
And it is no good. He missed it. He missed it.
There you go.
Janikowski.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, that's how the Raiders left town the last time.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Shakespearean tragedy, an agony of defeat. You know, earlier this week, we came to the defense of millennials.
Hit me with your best shot.
Doug and Wolf, rip jobs.
Forget real estate. You can't afford it anyway.
Taking shots.
Yes, I'm a millennial. Yeah. I have no work ethic.
We rode in, defended millennials.
The Lone Ranger.
But now there is no defense.
What? We've got here is
for
what we've got now.
Failure to communicate.
There's no defense, gentlemen, for this Thanksgiving question.
So I'm actually cooking the turkey this year. How long do I microwave it for?
What?
No.
How long do I microwave it for?
Stop what? It.
Millennials are microwaving their Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, that was a bit, Paul. There's no way.
They're calling mom and dad. They're asking them.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Mom, loading this turkey into the microwave.
Don't I use foil to make it crispy?
Oh. In the microwave?
No,
stop it.
Why?
Because it's metal. You can't put metal in a microwave.
Oh. Well, how long would I microwave it for?
Okay.
This is not true. Okay. This is no way.
It turns out the millennials have been messing with mom and dad.
Just gobble turkey from Jive Turkey Gobblers.
Millennial
you know?
They think it's funny.
Oh, idiot. I'm not in the mood. Yeah. No. Why would you do that?
That's
what the hell is wrong with you?
That's better than messing with Sasquatch, Mom.
I admit I was believing it in my disbelief.
No, I mean, if Mom...
Mom! The meatloaf!
I know how I'd feel.
I'm extremely frustrated right now.
Yeah, I'd be frustrated,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it's not funny.
I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. It's not funny. Nothing's funny to me.
The only thing worse that we've heard recently is, I don't know, putting ketchup on... What?
I don't think it's that weird, but I put it on my macaroni and cheese, but people seem to think that's a weird thing. Some people think that's disgusting, but I mean, it's good to me.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes has an unnatural affinity, gentlemen. It's coming out now for ketchup.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
His grandfather says that Mahomes would get bottles of ketchup for his birthday. And that now that he's famous, he won't ask for it in restaurants because people are watching and they're reacting. And
so profound and disgusting.
I mean, you can't go into a fine steakhouse and put ketchup on your $200 filet.
No. Why mess up a good thing?
That's right. I mean, he's a connoisseur of ketchup.
Would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
In fact, they asked Patrick Mahomes, do you have a favorite brand?
Not really. I have Hunt's. I do Heinz. I do it all.
Right.
My favorite probably is the Whataburger ketchup. Texas people would know that.
His mom is quoted in the story as saying she'll order ketchup now and slide it over to him in the restaurant, give it to him on the slot.
This is absolutely gross.
He lives in Kansas City, Paul. I guarantee you, Hereford House does not have ketchup. Guaranteed.
Oh, look at Doug's all uppity over there.
I am.
He's uppity.
You don't mess with Hereford House. The house. Oh, my God.
It's time once again for No Comprendo.
I mean, Doug's nose went straight in the air there. I mean, you know, it's the Miami Heat issue a statement.
You got to get a grip.
No. The statement read yesterday, I have a license for the gun that was stolen from me over this summer. I should have secured it better. I'm glad it was recovered. It won't happen again.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
What is Calvisi doing?
Not me. Heat center Hassan Whiteside bought a gun.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And not a stun gun either. No. Dude bought an M16 assault rifle. For $50,000.
Ain't number $10,000. What's $10,000 to me?
I don't know my guns. That sounds like a lot.
No, shoot your eye out.
He has it for less than a day, and it's ripped off. Stolen.
You're fucking sneaky bastard.
In the police report, Mr. Whiteside, it says here, left the M16 in his unlocked Rolls Royce.
No comprendo.
Where's my M16 assault rifle I just bought? Oh, I left it in my unlocked Rolls.
I can't find it. The hell with it.
Luckily,
Harry Doyle,
he got it back. And he says it's locked in a safe now.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for 1 second.
Man, are we out of here.
Do, da,
you know, the interns would stop microwaving turkeys. get out into the parking lot and pull my car around.
This has been another edition of Paul's Call.
Get off me!
Now kindly get off Paul.
I'm busy.
He's busy.
Police say a New Jersey man actually blamed his DWI arrest on the Jets.
You gotta be better than the Jets. And even though our motto is win or lose, we still booze.
No, Paul.
Never drive. Beep, beep. Stay frosty.
Elvis has just left the building.
Bills, Paul's gone.
Thank you, Paul.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo!
Doug and Wolf's. The U. Brought to you by Carol Royce. If you want to learn how to sell your house for top dollar, go to carolhasthebuyers.com.
My big takeaway from today's show is there's nothing dumber than using ketchup because barbecue sauce exists. And I don't mean on steak, but if you've got, if you want ketchup and barbecue sauce tastes better, why would you just go straight to the barbecue sauce?
Wolf, we need to call Hoopy on Thanksgiving Day and ask her, how do we microwave our turkey? Yeah. We should roll on that and play it.
Yeah, that's good, Polly, right there. Not. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing better than the Friday before Thanksgiving. For most people, 6 days off of the next 9. Peace and strength.
You slacker!
Tell me why.